According to a 2018 Gallup poll, soccer is now a more popular sport to watch among 18 to 54-year-olds than baseball. I'm very sorry to say that, Braves fans, but you heard me right, and the data speaks for itself. Atlanta United's average fan attendance is twice the league average, and last year Forbes valued the team at a league-topping $330 million. All of that means that professional soccer is a growing business opportunity. Investors have forked over $100 million apiece to bring new teams to Nashville and Cincinnati. The price could go up for new teams coming to Miami and Austin. And lower division professional soccer leagues are also having a growth spurt. This year, Statesboro, South Georgia, got a United Soccer League team, Tormenta FC. And joining me live now are owner and president Darren Van Tassel. Welcome, Darren.
Ricky, thanks for having us. This is what a thrill. Thank goodness for shadows in the lot.
I know, for this tent that we're underneath. Also here is owner and executive vice president Nitra Van Tassel. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
And Tormenta FC goalkeeper Micah Bledsoe. Hi, Micah.
Hi, happy to be here.
Darren, let's start with you explaining what is United Soccer League.
You know, for soccer fans, they'll equate it to the championship level in League One and League Two that exist in England. But for the casual sports fan, it's really the equivalent of AAA, AA, and Single A baseball. It's that that professional league that often feeds into the MLS, but many of the other professional leagues throughout the world. At Tormenta FC, we're so excited to be part of professional soccer. We're actually the only pro sports team in Georgia outside Metro Atlanta, not just soccer. That's a fun story for us to be able to tell. It says a lot about our community, and we're so honored to, you know, to do that. With Tormenta, we took the Spanish word for storm and paid homage to, you know, some of the roots abroad and in Latin America. And at the heart of our crest is the ibis, which is an animal known for its bravery in the animal world. It's unique to rather the Carolina, Georgia, Florida coast. But during the time of a storm, a tormenta, it's the last animal to retreat, and it's the first animal to reappear. So in to keeping in with your theme today, if you're going to try to play professional soccer in a football crazy part of the country, you need to stay out in the rain just a little bit longer.
Exactly. So I'm going to ask you in a minute how Georgia Southern football fans have welcomed this new pro soccer team. But I want to get to Nitra quickly. Your executive bio on the website says executive team mom. You have higher degrees in early child education.
That's correct.
And yet you want to be the executive team mom. What does that mean?
Well, I am very honored that each season I get a group of fine young men. Our coaches do an excellent job of recruiting not only awesome footballers or soccer players, but also very good young men. And for me, that's really important because I would like, and one of the things I really enjoy is to watching them grow, be a part of our community, get in and connect with families and children and do lots of things in schools and in our community through events. And so having those men make those connections and watching them grow as a woman into some really fine young men that grow off and play higher soccer somewhere else and know that they have such a good heart and are good people, that's important to me and important to us as a franchise. So that's where I find my joy, and it's exciting. So I often say every season I have 25 new sons.
And you have two adult sons, right?
Yes, we do. They're awesome as well.
And one of these, of the 25 adult sons, on the team at least, is Micah. You are 6'5". Do you have to be very tall to be a goalkeeper?
You know, you don't have to be very tall, but it certainly does help. There are a lot of goalkeepers who are not 6'5", but I probably would prefer to be, you know, the star striker, but the height does kind of attribute to being goalkeepers or center backs, playing farther back on the field.
Well, how tall is a goal? Like, can you touch the rim?
It's 8 feet.
Oh, okay.
So I can get it, yeah, flat foot.
You can get it, wow. Okay. You can't see that on the radio.
No.
Micah's got a wide width span, too, like an ibis. And you're from, you played in Tennessee as well, and is it Louisville? What is your background?
Yeah, I played my first year with Louisville City in the USL when we won a championship that year, and then last year I was in Nashville for the expansion team there in the USL as well.
And now you're in Statesboro.
Now I'm in Statesboro, yep.
Darren, how have Statesboro residents responded to the new sports franchise?
I think much like they do with our other sports franchises there, namely Georgia Southern University, but also pretty interesting high school athletics. You know, Statesboro is a city that really loves itself. It gets behind and supports the things that are a part of it. We have had great success, and in lower division soccer, when you're pulling in 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 fans, that's a lot. We're building a brand new stadium. It's a $28 million investment on just the stadium. The city passed a tax allocation district to help create it. You can't do those things without massive and widespread support. In fact, even the current governor and the previous governor have our project in Statesboro on their list as sort of showcasing what can happen when you look at tourism and sports tourism being an important piece of economic development. Our stadium's at the heart of a much larger development that we are building and putting into place. And when you do that, when you change this brand and change the city, they clearly feel a part of what we're doing.
Micah, do you feel like you're a football player who's joined a city of football players, pun intended?
Yeah, well, you know, the city's really gotten behind the team. You know, you wouldn't expect, you know, there to be a pro soccer team in a place that's probably generally supported football, Georgia Southern football. But, you know, they've gotten right behind it, you know, treat it. You know, we'll take football fans, and, you know, it's the same. We're playing football, so.
Right, and you just teach them soccer, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, and look, Atlanta United general manager and president Darren Eels has joined us in the background. I got a little distracted there. Maybe we can get Darren live on the radio now.
He's tracking us at Tormenta, too.
I bet. He's got some players he might have his eye on to recruit. Nitra, do people buy season tickets, or how do you become a season ticket holder? How do you come to a game of Tormenta?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a nice group of season ticket holders that we've had and that have been fans for us for a while, which is really great. We have recruited new fans every season. You can do an entire season pass, but you can also just come to the game singularly. You can get flex pass, so you can get several tickets and just come to those, especially during the summer if you go on vacation. So whatever fits you best as a family. The great thing that we did this season, which we are so excited to do, is that if you're a student at all, either young or in college or high school or whatever, it's $1 to come to the game. So everybody can come. If they have a family of five that's larger, all their children get in for $1, and then the two adults then are buying that season ticket, and it's been fabulous and very well welcomed by the community, so we're very happy to do that.
In just the last minute or so, a previous guest talked about the incredible diversity of Atlanta United fans. Are you all seeing diversity among your fan base? In fact, I know Tormenta just launched the first Spanish language Twitter feed.
In fact, right? You are being tweeted via Espanol on all of our
That's
social media platforms
for me.
Right now, and we're here to market. Glad we could be a part of it. Listen, it matters. People matter, and that's the heart and soul of anything. The fact that we're in a sports business, it matters even more. Ricky, I've often said that there are four global languages in the world: food, music, art, and sport. They are the ways that we build bridges, we grow communities. I have a PhD, and one of the things I taught was sport international affairs, as I sort of traveled the world doing things with international sport. And it's how you grow communities. At least you can build bridges for them, and you better believe they're behind us and supportive. All languages matter, all people matter, because you need people in the gate. And when you're in a small community, you better believe everybody is important.
I would like to thank Nitra, Micah, and Darren for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ricky.
Representing Tormenta FC out of Statesboro.